Babe, come look at this. It's this year's first Christmas card. Ooh, and it's from my mom and dad. Look at this. Aww. It's so pretty. Aww. I miss them. I know we're not going there for Christmas, but maybe if we have time, we can go around New Year? Please? Aww. This is so nice. Look at the picture they chose. Aww. This makes me miss home a little bit. So pretty. Yeah, it's a picture of my house when I was a kid. And that window on the top right there, that's my room. I don't actually think you've... No, we haven't visited there together yet. Well, you need to come with me so I can show you my old room. Aww. Oh, and she wrote on the back. I don't think you can read this. Unless you have secretly been learning Norwegian when I'm not looking. At least reading Norwegian. Ah, oh, this is so cool. Okay, so do you want me to read it in both Norwegian and say what it means in English? Or the other way around? First to say a big Christmas hug for you. Or in Norwegian it's en stor juleklem til dere. Merry Christmas and soon to be a good new year. God jul og snart et godt nytt år. Just very basic. We hope you have had a very nice pre-Christmas time so far. Or in Norwegian it's like, Vi håper dere har hatt en koselig førjulstid så langt. Aww, they're so cute. Me and Dad has been very good at making it ready for Christmas. Jeg og pappa har vært flittig med å gjøre klart til jul. Very basic so far too. Oh no. Oh, that's the guilt tripping right there. It's very sad that you can't come here on Christmas Eve since we have made it so nice. Det er litt trist at dere ikke kunne komme hit på julaften ettersom vi har gjort det så fint. We have bought a big turkey and we are going to have enough till when you come here. Vi har kjøpt inn en stor kalkun og vi skal ha nok til når dere kommer. I miss my mom's cooking. Yes, in my family it's very normal with turkey on Christmas because I don't really know. I think my dad is allergic to like some kind of meat or some particles in the meat. I don't really remember what it's called. But yeah. Hope you have time to come a little... No. Hope you have time to come a trip after Christmas Eve or around New Year. Well, we have planned that, so håper dere har tid til å komme en tur etter julaften eller rundt nyttår. You seem so cute, very cute. We are looking forward to seeing you again, or looking so forward to seeing you again. Gleder oss så mye til å se dere igjen. And then the big finale is a big Christmas hug from mom and dad. En stor julekrem fra mamma og pappa. Oh, that's so adorable. And very nice of my mom to include the fact that they are like making it pretty and that they're a little bit sad and like hint hint we got the turkey. I miss my mom's cooking, at least around Christmas. I know why we don't have it like in the whole year, but it's just so good. It's just so good. Yeah. And I can't wait for you to try it. It's going to be very nice. But I should probably write her back and send it off so she will get it in time, or at least somewhere around Christmas, maybe. Maybe I should also FaceTime her or something just to say hello and say that we get the card. And if you want, you can join me on that call. That would be nice. Although my mom isn't that great with her English, and I may need to translate some things. I don't know. It's going to be very fun. You have met them before, so it's not like it's the first time you're meeting and everything is horrible. And they like you. Because you make me very, very, very happy. And they adore you for that. You know I've been in some crappy relationships before, but it's not like that with you. And it's never going to be. Because we have an open communication, like it's supposed to be. Yeah. So, what do you think I should write back? Just answer what she wrote me, or should I write something completely different? Or do you want to write it, maybe? Oh, or probably best if I write it, since my mom doesn't really... Or she can read English, but she's not the best at it? Yeah. But it would be fun to make her try, or maybe Dad could translate for her, although he is better than her in speaking English and reading, but yeah, I don't know. Okay, I should write it. Probably just write something like Merry Christmas and soon to be a good new year to you too. And just update her on what we're doing. And that we're looking forward to seeing them again. I wonder if they're going to make us sleep in my old room. Or if you have to sleep somewhere else. This is going to be exciting. And I'm so happy I got a Christmas card from Mom. She usually doesn't really send out much, so to actually get anything is fantastic. It's amazing. It's a Christmas miracle. Yes, I had to sing that one. Because it's my style, my dear. It's my style. Okay, well, I probably should just go and get a card or pick one out and see what I want to write. Maybe have it on a piece of paper before I write it on the card so I know it's correct. Just in case. Yeah. Well, I'll need to do this now. So you can go back to doing whatever you were doing. I got a card. We got a card.